USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded his meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We really like to see that violence come down, and I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
At the NCAA tournament, number one Baylor takes down number nine Wisconsin 76-63, while top seed Illinois is upset by number eight Loyola of Illinois 71-58. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A Louisiana congressman's widow wins his seat in a special election. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
Republican Julia Letlow won a Saturday special election in Louisiana, replacing her late husband who died before being able to take his seat in Congress. Letlow took 62% of the vote in the 12-way runoff election to represent Louisiana's 5th District. She becomes the first Republican woman to represent Louisiana in Congress. Luke Letlow won the seat in November, but passed away in December after a battle with COVID-19. A runoff was also held in Louisiana's 2nd District to fill the seat vacated when Cedric Richmond resigned to join the White House. Democrats Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson will advance to another runoff on April 24th to fill that seat.
The U.S. is set to open another detention center in Texas amid an influx of unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border since President Biden took office. The new facility can hold 500 to 2,000 children, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. The Epoch Times reports the site will be used as the stop before unaccompanied minors are transferred to shelters. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Donald Trump is reportedly close to returning to social media and setting up his own platform, according to a senior advisor.
Probably about 2 or 3 months here, and this is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game, and everybody is going to be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does.
Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump has been meeting with teams of folks from many companies at Mar-a-Lago. He had nearly 90 million followers on Twitter before he was kicked off in January. Rallies to denounce hate and race-based crimes have been taking place in Atlanta and cities nationwide this weekend following the slaying of 6 Asian women at 3 spa and massage businesses in Georgia. Rallies were held from coast to coast, including in San Francisco, where crowds gathered in the middle of Chinatown, also Times Square, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. Police in Thailand used water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets to deter a crowd of anti-government protesters. More than 30 civilians and police were injured in the skirmish during Saturday night's protest that drew well over 1,000 people. Police said 20 protesters were arrested for breaking public gathering laws and insulting the monarchy. Portraits of the king were defaced. The protesters feel that the constitution drafted by the military after a 2014 coup gives the king too much power. A man and woman hiking at Acadia National Park in Maine are believed to have fallen 100 feet to their deaths. Their bodies were found this morning. Officials began a search after their families reported them missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.